Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. M4ZLK.
To you, my friend. Good morning. And yes, I'm going out on a service call.
Good morning, Dave. KO4HK.
Awesome guy. I know you're doing it for free as well.
Wow, the gang's all here. Hey, Patrick, good morning. Merry Christmas. Doing it for free. Yeah. anyway, good morning, Patrick.
Sorry to double with you there a little bit, Shane. I was trying to sneak in there. But just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. I didn't leave a lot of room in there. Sorry about that. Good morning to you. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, fortunately, the nice person that I am recognized to give the to pass it over to Mr. Patrick and say good morning. So you see how nice I am to you, Patrick? Go ahead, please.
I had a meltdown there. Couldn't believe it.
Good one. I'm sorry. Oh, you guys be careful today. Enjoy it. Our kids are coming over. We're doing our Christmas dinner and celebration today.
Good one, Patrick. Yeah, we got the grandkids. Let me see if I got this first. Cool, yeah, we got the grandkids. They stayed over with us last night. And some of their friends are going to come over this morning. We're going to decorate some cookies. And I got the slot car track all set up and ready to go for them. I just got to run down the street here and look at the system real quick, and I'll be right back to play with the slot cars myself. Patrick?
Never grow up.
No, negative. Probably never will. I'm a Toys R Us kid. A million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with, something like that. Go ahead.
See, last night, we watched an older movie called Galaxy Quest. Are you familiar with that? And then I was watching a little bit of a documentary of all the fans and everything and the Comic-Cons and stuff like that, and I thought about you.
Oh, I know Galaxy Quest. That was kind of a takeoff of Star Trek. They did a pretty good job with that one. I've been watching this show that Seth MacFarlane put up called The Orville. I binged all three seasons, and apparently they're working on season four, but... Oh, yeah, no, I'm an old sci-fi buff. I've been to many Megacons and Comic-Cons and even been known to dress up at a couple. And no, I'm not growing up. Go ahead, Patrick.
Didn't expect any more out of you, Dave. That's what makes it so fun.
It was a spoof on all the Star Wars movies and things like that. It was pretty cool. Pretty funny. I heard a interview of Tim Allen. And he was talking about his relationship with Alan Rickman, who was in there, who was, you know, a Shakespearean actor and really dedicated to his craft. And Tim was just a comedian, and how it took him a while to develop a relationship, but they ended up being good friends after it.
Alan Rickman, yeah, he died a couple of years ago. He passed away. Good actor. Man, good actor. He was, I think he was the voice of the robot, the depressed robot in... Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and then, of course, he's in the Harry Potter movies.
Also in that famous Christmas movie, Die Hard, you know, he was the bad guy that died at the end.
I remember that. Patrick, jump in there, will you?
You're listening to all the movies that I watched over the years and thinking, need to go back and watch some of those. They're much better than what's on TV nowadays.
Ones were good. All right, I'm gonna let you go. I gotta pay attention to these dogs over here. We got one of our grand dogs is here, and she likes to play with Blossom. Blossom doesn't like to play as much. She's a little older. We'll talk to you guys later. Merry Christmas. Glad I caught both of you. And Dave, thanks again, Dave, for taking care of that customer for free today out of the Christmas spirit. KB2HXS to take it. N4ZLK 73.
Wow. Bah humbug. Anyway, no, have a good Christmas. Shane, good to talk with you. Anyway, Patrick, I don't watch a lot of the current TV shows because you're right. They just kind of hurt my intelligence, which I'm trying to hang on to whatever I have left. But anyway, over to you.
Got to where I don't watch much of anything either. Right now, we're going back and watching the X-Files. I've already watched that show, The Orville, you were talking about. And so, just going back through old shows and movies I hadn't seen in a while and vaguely remember them.
The X-Files. There was one episode on the X-Files where they had, there was some kind of warp bubble, and Mulder and another fella, I guess they swapped. And that was, I liked that one. That was a good one.
Recorded it last weekend, so I hadn't seen that one yet.
I don't remember the whole episode, but it was one of my more favorite ones.
11 seasons of that or something like that, so I'll be a while watching it. Because I don't watch much TV, so like last night I played radio up till 11 o'clock, so I didn't watch any TV hardly.
Holy mackerel, they had 11 seasons? Wow, that I did not know. Interesting. But were you playing low band or VHF repeater stuff or what?
A group of guys were practicing getting better with JSA call up on the HF and learning it. So we've been working on it the last couple of weeks.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah, I still got to get up on my tower and add that last section. I've been so doggone busy to get up there, and I got to raise my low band antenna. I got a G5RV, and unfortunately, some of the ladder line is on the ground. And Jimmy was yelling at me one day, "Got to get that off the ground. It's not gonna." I know. So I got to raise all that yet.
Mine's highly compromised, and I get out decent. I don't get out to the south of me, which this hunk of granite absorbs everything and reflects it the other way, I guess. But I do pretty good to the east and west to the north of me, so I don't have too much trouble that way. But to the south and southeast of me, I don't do too good.
Because of the takeoff angle, well, what kind of antenna are you using, first off? Using a wire or a beam or what?
It's a chameleon antenna, the MCOM 3. I think it does 10 through 160, but I've actually tuned it on 6 meter also. But the problem is the wires are so long, I had to bend them around. So it's, like I said, it's highly compromised.
I'm not too familiar. Yeah, the G5RV, I believe both the legs on that, the horizontal legs, I think are the same length. And then, of course, you got the ladder line coming down. But I don't know enough about, placement of, like running the actual antenna wire, like over a tree limb and down or something like that. But it depends on which way. Well, I mean, obviously, you know how the antenna works. The signal will come off perpendicular to the wire, so wherever you have it placed. But I got mine running north and south, and I do pretty good across the stage, but, where it is, it's a little too close to the roof of my house. It's right over the roof of the house, so when I key up, I kind of bleed into the house a little bit.
Yeah, I've got the same problem. Mine's close to the house, and I got one light when I key up, it comes on and off. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I got a lamp that kind of sits over my desk. When I key up, I'm only running 100 watts, off the radio. So it makes it flicker a little bit.
It's 100 watts. And it's the light on my nightstand. It makes it come on and off, every time you key up. It does one or the other.
But LED, or I guess it's LED. That's what mine is. And the tuner, the built-in tuner into the radio, I guess it lets off some RF as it tunes, and it just bleeds into the light.
One of those LED touch lamps, that's why it does it, is because it's just picking up that little bit of RF. So I don't worry about it. Just turn it off and go on. But like I say, it's in the kind of the inverted V, but it's low to the ground, lower to the ground. On the ends, it gets about 8 feet off the ground, 6 feet, something like that, just above head level, so nobody gets into it.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. I don't think you're high enough. I think it's supposed to be like 25 to 30 feet off the ground at the ends of the wire, something like that, don't you? I could be wrong. Tom would be a good guy to ask about that. He's a pretty good antenna enthusiast.
Instructions say to put, for my takeoff angle, the center is at 25, 30 feet, and then it comes down to the inverted V. And they say you want it about 4 feet off the ground, but I don't. If I put it down there, somebody would be hung up and choked in it, so I didn't put it down that far.
Oh, okay, my mistake, Sam. I didn't know that.
Takeoff angle, and mine is running kind of northwest to southeast, northeast to southeast, northeast, southwest. So it's kind of in there like that, and that's why over that way doesn't work real well, because I got this mountain right behind me, and it bounces everything the other way.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, I don't have as much of a blockage, even though I'm in a little bit of a valley, but my antenna, the height of the center of the antenna, where the ballon is approximately 40 feet off the ground, but the problem is it's off the ground from the back of the house, where the ground goes lower than the front. And then I got one wire that runs directly over the house, and it's only, well, put it this way, I could stand up on the roof and touch the wire, so it's probably 6 or 8 feet off the roof.
Well, mine's not. It's right there in the gable end of the porch is where the center's at. So that's the highest point. And then everything else kind of just comes around the house. So, it, like I say, it's highly compromised, but it works pretty good. Just can't get that way real well. If 80 meters is working, I can. But 80 meters has been so noisy lately that can't get anything out at all.
I believe we've had some pretty good sun flares hitting us as of late, didn't it? Didn't we have a major sun flare a couple weeks ago or something?
But like I said, it's been every night this past couple weeks. You look at 80 meters and it's a plus 10 for me on the noise floor, so it's just crazy.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's a lot. My house, I usually get between a plus 3 and S3 and S5. I can hear sometimes better than I can put out, but when I raise that antenna and get the ladder line off the ground, I'll probably do a heck of a lot better. KB2HXS for ID. Anyway, I'm coming up to my customer's house, so let me let you go, my friend. You have a good Christmas, and I'm probably going to not turn the radios on until probably Thursday or Friday once everybody leaves.
Well, go do your charity work, and appreciate you doing that. And Merry Christmas, and I hope you and family have a great time together and enjoy it. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, Dave.
Okay. All right, Patrick. We'll see you later. I have to remember that next time I need a tool or something, Yeah, remember the charity work part. 73, KO4HKX, KB2HXS Mobile. We'll catch you later.
K4RM Mobile.
KO4HKX.
I got a second here, Fred. Good morning, K4RM and the group, KB2HXS. I just want to hello, goodbye, Merry Christmas.
Hello, Dave. Merry Christmas to each one of you. Hope you're both doing well. Just hadn't been on in a while. Thought I'd All right, my call sign. I heard the sort of the tail end of your conversation. Over.
Fine, yes. Yeah, we were just yapping away here, and I'm just pulling up to a customer. I don't know if you heard that or not, so I got to get out of here. You gentlemen, take care, and we'll catch you later, KB2HXS.
Dave, go ahead, Fred.
You on the road today, or you at home off today?
Off today, but I don't know if you've heard or not, but I shut the tool business down.
Like I say, it's been a while since I've been on the air. Okay, well, are you doing something else?
The right knee replaced and then healed up over the summer with it. And now I am teaching automotive at the Job Corps up here in the Pisgah National Forest.
Got you. Well, I mean, you definitely have the background. You were a mechanic for years, weren't you?
I was a mechanic for several years. So, and got all the paperwork to go with it.
Well, good. Well, I'm headed up to the Nancy Mountain just for a check, to check something out, and then I'll be back down the mountain. We'll be doing Christmas at our house here in Piedmont, but good to hear from you. Like I say, I've been kind of off the radio for a while for various reasons, but anyway, hope that new endeavor goes well for you.
Been kind of a rocky start, but we're figuring it out. And yeah, the repeater's kind of quiet now that Shane and I are off of it. Shane retired, and he's on here a little bit here and there, just like I am. Just don't get on as much as we used to. So, but good to hear you, and I hope you and the family have a Merry Christmas, and you have a safe trip up and down the mountain.
You and your family have a good one as well, and we'll be listening, going up and up the road and down the road. But yeah, I did not know that Shane had retired. I knew he was thinking about it, but good for him. Glad to hear it. Anyway, Patrick, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Talk to you later. This is K4RM Mobile.
Be careful out there. KO4HKX. Clear.